So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
It's Dan Latto speaking. We are live. Welcome to the Business Growth Show. It's Monday. It's the 20th of April. We're still in lockdown on coronavirus. So if you're watching this in a couple of months' time, you're wondering what's going on. I'm not on my usual camera. I'm on the laptop camera today. There's all sorts of stuff going on with coronavirus. Everybody's locked down still. But in this video, I wanted to talk to you about how business has changed fundamentally and, more importantly, what you can do about it. So let's just talk about how business has changed. Certainly, there's some businesses right now that you will never see again. Training businesses with super high overheads, with super high rents. They've probably been able to furlough their staff, which has been a positive thing, although the staff were only on 80%, but the business owners themselves probably haven't got any money because they got paid in dividends. And so there's a real chance that they might miss mortgage payments, or they might have been able to defer some of those. Car payments, again, they might be able to defer some of those, but it's very difficult to defer anything if you've got no income coming in. But some of these business owners, they're done, they're gone, they're out of here, and it's a sad time for them. And we're very lucky for us to be in the situation that we're in, that we're not going to suffer like this. We got rid of two part-time staff, and we contracted our business, and we've created some more products while we've been in lockdown, which we're about to release. And so, and those products are designed to help people get through this as well, by the way. And so we'll do okay from this. But for a lot of businesses right now, the old way of doing business has changed. Some businesses are doing well. Amazon, for example, they'll be doing very well. I was talking to one of the Spanish guys who we had some marker pens that we needed, and he delivered some marker pens for our whiteboard. And in my very bad Spanish, we were asking them about, you know, how busy are they? And he was like, oh, no, it's so busy. And so Amazon's doing very well. The supermarkets are doing very well. But other businesses that are running training from actual locations, they're going to struggle. And especially if they own their own building, which I always used to think was a really good thing. And now I'm not so sure. We'll talk about that later, I think, in probably a different video. But what can you do in terms of your business right now? What are the options? So, look, things have changed fundamentally, and things are going to continue to change for the next couple of weeks at least. And after we come out of lockdown, things are going to continue to change over the next few months and the next few years. And so the things that are changing are the ways in which we deliver content, the way in which we deliver our business. I was talking to one of my, what do we call them, business partners earlier on, and they were talking about how they're providing work for other people and having to do it from home, and how weird it all felt, but felt like they maybe should be charging less. And I'm like, well, did the client get the same level of value? And they're like, well, yeah, why would you charge less? If anything, you should be charging more, because you're keeping the businesses afloat for them. So that was their suggestion. And so we've got to change the way in which we're doing business, the way that we used to do it. And we go out to networking events, and we'd meet lots of people. You know, going to a networking event, it's an hour to get there, 2 hours at the networking event, and an hour coming back. Why would you spend all that time doing that? It's 4 hours. In that 4 hours, you could have a Zoom call with 30 different people, or let's do it differently, actually. You could have a Zoom call lasting 10 minutes. How many minutes in 4 hours? 60, 120, 240 minutes. So you could have 24 calls one-on-one for 9 minutes with a minute gap in between, having a one-on-one conversation, much better use of your time. Even better, you could create 24 nine-minute videos that you release one a day for the next 24 days. You now got all this content. You've then got 24 podcasts that you can then regurgitate, and then you've got all this content you can put out there. And rather than speaking, you know, one-to-one at a networking event where you have to walk around the room and meet all these different people, you've now got 24 different videos that you're going to speak to thousands of people potentially. So things are going to change dramatically. And I think, you know, someone like Zoom, they had 10 million users. They've gone to 200 million users in like a month. Now, Zoom are not making money off this right now. As far as I know, they've dropped their pricing or cut pricing. But what will happen is that people have got used to Zoom. And the analogy here is, do you remember when the taxi drivers in London, the black cabs, they all went on strike? And so if you wanted a taxi, you had to go use Uber. So the taxi drivers went on strike, striking about Uber, and then that forced everybody onto Uber. Just bizarre. They will never have recovered from that to the same extent. And it's the same for Zoom. Zoom have gone from 10 million to 200 million. After all this is over, that 200 million might go to 50 million. But now they're starting to get these 50 million people who are actually paying, whereas they had 10 million before. Massive, massive changes are going on right now. So what are you going to do in your business? Well, the first bit that I think you should be doing is you should be having online training. Like, you should, first of all, be buying online training. I watched some online training this morning already, and I watched some last night. I'm constantly watching online training. You should be buying online training, and you should also be selling online training. So I'm in a mastermind group, cost me £400 a month, very high level stuff. It's a £5,000 a year investment, and really doesn't seem that much. It's £400 a month. But these are the things that we need to keep investing in. And so that our knowledge gets stretched as well. And we can help our clients with their obstacles too. But as well as me watching other people's learnings, I have also got to be putting out as many training courses as we can as well, because other people want to learn from us and find out, how did we do it? How did we get successful? How did we get 35,000 users to a website every single month, which is one of our, thank you very much, that's one of our wins that we did in the last 10 years with my own lettings agency. How do you do that? How do you get 1.3 million minutes of YouTube watched? How do you get hundreds of thousands of downloads on a podcast done? How do you drive traffic from YouTube back to your website? And how do you then close that? How do you stay in the public eye without annoying people? All that stuff is really important. That's what people want to learn. And that's one of the things that we're starting to teach now in our accelerators course, which we'll release in the next couple of days, something we've been working very hard with. But what are you going to do in your business? What are the answers? And obviously, it depends what sort of business it is. If you're a plumber, there's not a lot you can do, really. You need to go and plumb. You need to be physically there, and that's very difficult. So there are problems in that industry. And I do believe that one of the things that you should have is multiple streams of income. So, for example, in my own streams of income, it's not just about being in business, okay? And certainly it's not about being in one type of business. It's being in multiple businesses, doing multiple things that are all going to start bringing in income. So one of our businesses, for example, is we provide training courses. And so we've done very well from that over the last couple of weeks, and we're very grateful, touch wood. But we had that all set up and ready to go. And yet there's other people who haven't had that, and then they're kind of stuck in the headlights and don't do anything and don't go out and create training courses quickly, because they're also they're just worried about what's going to happen, and they're caught in the headlights and they don't make a move. And actually, in the last couple of days, we've put together a whole bunch of content for our accelerated course, which is 26 modules over the next 12 months with live coaching, 8 hours of coaching every month from Facebook ad experts, content experts, landing page experts, property experts, and we're just putting all that together. So you've got a one-stop shop for like £200 a month, and we expect that will do very well, and that will actually help people going through whatever it is that they're going through. But you should be having multiple streams of income. So one of our streams is property, for example. We've taken some hits on property as well, by the way. We had a tenant yesterday. They just moved out. They come from Kuwait, and their country have basically said, get your ass back home. And they chartered a plane, and the one that plane, literally as we speak, flying back. That's £900 a month lost. No notice given. We put the property back on the market. And luckily, our property portfolio is big enough and strong enough to take a hit like that. And actually, we can take quite a number of hits like that, and we're very fortunate to be in that position. But the only reason we're fortunate to be in that position is because we started doing this 20 years ago. So the best time to invest in property was 20 years ago. Second best time is now. But that income stream is a solid income stream, and that will help us get through this. And then we've got online training courses. So people pay us money, 27 quid, usually. We've got a trial on at the moment for £57 for the accelerator, and that goes up to £199 after the first month if people want to extend it. And so we've got these online training courses that people are just sat watching videos. They can't download them, but can watch them on their smartphone or on their iPad or on their laptop. They can watch from anywhere, effectively. And so we've got those courses, and they're going out, and they're up and running. And then we've got other businesses, like we've got the content marketing business, for example, and we're working hard with our clients, trying to work out what we can best do for them to make sure they stay in the spotlight, so when lockdown is lifted, they can go off and continue to make money as though nothing's really happened. They can hit the ground running, and they're in maintenance mode, some of us team members, some of us clients, I should say. We lost one or two team members, but they were very part-time, and hopefully we'll be able to take them back on. If we choose that we actually want to do that, we might take a different tact with that business. But we've got all sorts of different income sources. We've got dividends coming in from shares. Obviously, some of the shares are not paying dividends, by the way, now. They've kind of put that on hold. If you're in Grant Cardone's Cardone Capital, he's not paying the returns for the next 3 months. But what happens is that you might have 5 or 6 or 3 or 4 different income streams, and they tend to balance each other out. And really, that's the key. So if I take my property portfolio as an example, we've got nurses. We've got key workers like cleaners and teachers, and we don't rent to police officers. But we've got other people. If you've ever rented to a couple, you'll understand why. But we've got other key workers that are there, and they're pretty much guaranteed to pay rent. And then we've got, you know, doctors, for example. Again, they're key workers. They're guaranteed to pay rent, more or less. And then we've got other people who are like in food delivery. And again, they're still an essential key worker, and so they're delivering food, and they're really busy right now. So when we first got into property, we wanted to diversify the type of clients that we have. We've got HMOs, you know, £350 a month kind of thing. Some of those are key workers, because again, they are, you know, delivery drivers and that kind of thing. So our income on property is quite solid. The only people we kind of lost on are people who are having to go back to their country, and now we can't. We've got an empty pad and we can't rent it. So we'll probably just give it to a key worker as short-term lets, and we'll just let it out for free, you know, to kind of give our bit back effectively. But this is a problem that we've got, but it's solved because we've got income from different sources. We've got tenants with different income sources. We have got people on DSS. It's not my preferred method by any stretch of imagination, but we still have a couple of people have been in our properties for absolutely years, and we've kept them in there because they've always paid on time and so on. We don't take DSS on anymore. Where possible, we avoid it. But if a tenant has been in full-time work and then they have to go in local housing authority, DSS, then fine, we keep them in because they've got a good track record. And lo and behold, here we are, and they're actually turning out to be great tenants because they're getting guaranteed rent now, and probably a little bit more rent. But the key here is that you need to diversify in your income streams, and most businesses haven't got that. You know, if you're a plumber, you're plumbing. Like, where's your alternate income stream? And this is what happens, you know, I see this a lot with builders. They get paid cash in hand, for example, sometimes, or we move money over to their bank account, and that money has just gone on buying the car, buying the house, a few holidays a year, some nice holidays sometimes, but they don't spend that money to invest it in something that's going to generate an income stream. And they're really going to struggle for the next couple of years. And I don't want that for you. I definitely don't want it for me. And all the money that we get gets invested, so the money earns more money on the money that's been invested. And that money then earns more money on the money that's been invested. And so this really should be the path that you should be looking at for the remainder of 2020. How can you generate more cash? What can you bring online to start generating more cash online? And then not only is that about paying the mortgage and buying a new car and having 15 holidays a year, it's about where can I put that money so we're starting to get a better return on our income. What should that be? And by the way, if you've got any questions, you can just stick them in the chat box below. That'd be fine. And sometimes they don't always come up, so let me just check on my phone, because sometimes people have questions and they don't come up. But this is literally what you should be doing in your business. And if you're not doing this in your business right now, you're going to struggle at some point. I mean, no doubt that people are going to struggle unless they are looking at what else can they do in their business. What's the investment either in time, in knowledge, in equipment, in resources? What are the things that they need to now invest in? We just bought got my light stand here. So we've got a light stand. That's what we use when we're filming normally. And we put a camera on that. just bought a new camera. So we're investing in the business to provide more online content, and that's exactly what you should be doing as well. And you know, we have a saying, you're either consuming content or you're creating content. You're either hypnotizing someone or you're being hypnotized. You're either selling to someone or you're being sold to. And I want to be the person that's giving one-way traffic, and my stuff should be going out, not coming in. So, you know, I still learn, and I still sit in front of, like you are now, and watching people. I still do that. But also, our businesses are changing so that we're creating more content that we can send out to people. So we're creating content, and we're consuming a lot less of it, certainly on things like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. The only reason I use LinkedIn these days is to add friends. People who've requested a connection and said, yeah. I check the notifications. There's nothing on there. There's nothing on LinkedIn that I even want to look at. And even these days on Facebook, there's very little on Facebook that I actually want to look at. All our stuff is really one way, interacting with people who want to consume our content, who want to improve their business in some way. Literally, that's what we do using social media these days. We don't really consume a whole bunch of content on social media. There's so many distractions, even on YouTube, and I do consume some content on YouTube. There's so many distractions on there. What's better is if you can find what you want to learn, buy the training course, watch that. You've literally got nothing else to be distracted with, no pop-ups, no chat boxes, none of that kind of thing. And literally on social media, it is such a dopamine hit where you post something and you're checking how many views you've got. We don't even check views, by the way, anymore. Views are like this overused indicator as to a success of somebody. You know what's important in terms of our success? It's not whether we had 1,000 people watch a video or 4 people. It's going on to the email and seeing new order, new order, new order. That's what's important for us, what's coming in. And then in addition to that, such and such has left a 5-star review. This person has left a 5-star review. What are people saying about our training? How are people engaging with us? And what information or what advice or help can we give directly back to them? We're not scrolling through Facebook last thing at night, seeing what we can kind of get a dopamine hit on. That's not what it's about. Our dopamine hit has changed significantly. Our dopamine hit now is what income streams have we got? What cash flow does that look like? What investments can we make to then make more cash flow? And that's really what you should have in your business as well. So if you're wondering about what you can do with this, then really in your business, it should be about what training courses can you create? What packages can you create? What can you do to help other people who are struggling right now and get paid for providing value to other people? The world has changed and it will never go back to the way it was. And honestly, I don't want it to go back to the way it was. How many homeless people were there? I mean, the whole homeless thing and the government saying there's no money, and yet suddenly there's a lot of money available. So what, the last 10 years of not having any money and putting back on all the expenditure, was that just completely fake? And now suddenly we got all this money to pay 80% of people's wages, and yet we had homeless people on the street? That just doesn't make sense to me. I don't want to go back to that world. I would hope you don't want to go back to that world either. I would hope that we fundamentally shift in the way that we do business and how we help people. And I would hope that, you know, as a species, we're going to learn and become more of a collective to help each other. And I know that's just a dream, but maybe we have an opportunity to do that. So that's stuff that we're looking at in terms of helping people. We dropped we took on a new tenant. We zero deposit, 50% on the first month for the rent, and we took a 20% off for the rest of the rent for the rest of the year, just to help. This is ours, little bit that we can help someone. We got a message from them. They were going through a tough time, separation and all that kind of thing. And they've moved on and they're in this new world. We've got a really nice message coming back from us. One of the ways in which we can help, we're very grateful to be able to help. But actually, in us helping other people, it will just come back tenfold anyway. And I hope that as a species, we can move forward with that. Anyway, that will do us for today. No one's making any comments, but I hope you find that useful. We're going to go live again on Wednesday. We're going to talk about property. Got a question that you need answering, then come and speak to me in the mastermind group. The link's just down below. We're live on everything today. We thought we would do that. Probably Business Growth Show will probably go live every Monday. But come and join us in the mastermind group. If you're not in the mastermind group, We go live 3 times a week in there, and there's a lot more engagement in there as well. Other than that, we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latto. We'll speak to you on Wednesday. Stay safe.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.